no kind of things. All kinds of things, even in tumor sometimes. Sometimes one of the internal organs might be torn away as a result of the fall of the bear. So certainly Mikubo and Chuo could happen. So apparently in the Fula there are two elements. One element is a physical body, whatever physical body means. Now physical body is translated into English by the term wish. Wish, it's a good translation, I mean, not, it's as good as we could give. But the term is risuki body. So one element is risuki body. And the other one is, in other words, we have to be Vedic. What do you mean Vedic? That means there is a Joshua. Maybe one of the greatest results. Maybe Fukuma Sarayan, maybe Mishtam Max Lorenz, maybe dislocation of the Hulyas. I mean, all kinds of things. So that's the other element. Now, as far as the second element is concerned, so Vedic can determine if we are Vedic. And we see no record, no dislocation, nothing. So of course there is no problem with one of the traits occurring as a result of the fall of the bed. But so apparently if the ticket takes place before 24 hours expire, so of course it determines the Amishad of the Dao that there is no Shkubo, there is no Nikubo, there is no Nitubo, because all the volume Ashrenis are intact. But the ticket within the 24 hours, the ticket cannot determine the other question as to whether there was Tisubu Kolim or there was no Tisubu. So we see from the tool that there are two elements. One is a possibility of Shkubo, Nikubo, Nitubo. And the other one, and that the ticket can also determine, even if the ticket is made immediately. And the other one is physical body. Now, what is that physical body? Now, Rashi the Mishnah says, not for an agar, we shock from the yard trailer, after Pishay, Shevra Miracle. So Rashi uses two expressions. Nisrasko. I mean, I don't know what the Jesus is translating to the term wishing. I don't know the exact meaning of wishing. But really, Nisrasko really means undermining. That's my guess is that the literal translation of Nisrasku means undermine. What is undermine? Undermine itself is a very general, very big term. What does it mean, undermine? Now, of course, if it's fractured, it's also undermine. If it's perforated, it's also undermine. But it can be undermined even without invisible thing, you know. When it's fractured, that's an undermining that is visible to the eye. But there can be another form of undermining. So Rashi mentions two things. Shemisrasko vinisparto ivarero. Nisparto ivarero means loosen. Nisparto means, doesn't mean dislocated. Not necessarily dislocated. Of course, if there is a dislocation of the involved, it's certainly nisparto. But nisparto means, actually, we could talk about what was, it's the same word. Really? In other words, when a person is in bondage, he is held tight, you know. So then there is no problem, there is no relief. So a loosening, so you could talk of means a loosening of the bonds of bondage. So in other words, so this powerful means that a loosening of the bond. Sometimes there might be that kind of a loosening of the body that it involves a meaning of shura or the dislocation. But sometimes it might be a different form of loosening. But Rashi says, Cheshishin shenis, asko vinis parte over them. And then Rashi says, Bintam betrayus. Just in respect to food, he says, Bintam. Now, the Rambam is a very remarkable issue. The very remarkable Pirkes Milches שחיטה לא חס. ניפו בקצר. הרי שנופלה בינו נוטים בביעד שגידע שעות וחיד. או יסע ונסחסי כאילו מבוראו. הרי זה צעיתו. וכי צעדו הריסוק שישרי צעיתו. ויחלה מחמס המפירה. What is Israelites? We are little meaning of Israelites means shatter. Now shatter again is a very big term. It's not something, I mean, what does it mean shatter? Of course, if it's broken, it's also shattered. But it can be shattered even if it's not broken, even if it's not broken. So she Israelites is saying that. V'yechle, machmas al-fure. It could become disease. Now that is certainly very vague. What does it mean disease? Sometimes a kidney is diseased, the spleen is diseased, and when you look at it, when a layman looks at it, he doesn't see anything different. But if the doctor takes this, so then he notices that it's diseased. So what if Biyech le machmas anofile at shekifosei tsurosei viteyare? It's a very remarkable expression. At shekifosei tsurosei viteyare. Now what does Tzura mean? So there, for the meaning of Tzura, we have to go back to the Rambam because you see that there. What does Tzura mean? The Rambam uses the term Tzura. I mean, of course, you see that there, and he uses it in a philosophical, in a physical sense. And then he uses it in Lukas Reifes, he uses it in Lukas Chometzu Matze, and he uses it in Tumas Kei. Tumas Kei will use it many times. Tzura Lekei. We use that to also, the Tzura Lekei. But it, in every place, I don't remember the Rambam using the term Tzura Yudha Hazoko except in those places. You see that there, the Chometzu Matzo, in Shchite, that's in connection with Reifes, and in Kei. Kei uses it many times. Many times. Now, what is the meaning of Tzura? What is the meaning of Tzura? So the Rambam says, you have to see that here. The Rambam says, the base of the Sisigratire, Haloche, Gimu, Homash, Borak, Miboko, the Roman, Nechlak, Mishlish Haloki, Mehem, Bruin, Shem, Huborim, Yelom, Mitzur, they hid him in Zom Tommy, in the book is ordered by Bemo, that's Mohe, Ramak, so everything consists of Gil Mitzurah. In English it's called matter and form. So Tzur is form. Now let's say you have a watch. So this is the Gil of the watch. This is the Gil of the watch. Even if the watch will stop to such an extent that you won't be able to fix it, it still has the same Gil. But if the watch will stop, so then it will be a Gil of the Mitzurah. This is how the Rambam defines it. In other words, Tzura is that thing that enables a thing, that quality, that enables a person or a thing to be what it is. So in other words, what's the difference between a toy watch that you can buy for 5 cents and put it on the hand of a child and the real watch? As far as the game of is concerned, we're the same thing. Maybe not, I mean, but it could be the same thing. So, but the difference is the tzur. Now, any watch that stops, even if you can make it move and function by winding it, but as long as it stops, it has no tzur. In other words, because the peculiar characteristic of the watch is that it fulfills a certain function of coming down. So if it stops, it is the void of Tzure. That's why the Rambam uses in Haskim, he uses the term Tzure constantly, because they are in regard to Kabbalah Stume. That's the important thing in the Tezik. Why are certain kovim, certain holes, divest the Kele of the Shem Kele? Because if it is a kind of a hole that disabled, prevents it from fulfilling its regular function, so then it means it doesn't have the tzure. It doesn't have the tzure. So let's say, if it is a kele that is used for water, so it may relatively small necked, divested of the soil. But if it is a chamber that is used as a container for payments, so if you have a small again, it doesn't become divested of its function potential. So, in other words, Sure really means function potential. Now, the Rambam defines what is the Tzura of the human being. As far as the game of the human being, so there is a great similarity between an animal and the human being. That difference is even without the game of it. But the name, the distinguishing feature of the human being is the intellect and the moral conscience. So this is the Tzorah of the human being, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Nefesh in Peribalito has is that Halochachetz, Nefesh Kol Boso, Hitzurosim Shenosan Lo Yorkeir, Ve'adas Aliseo, Hamitzuyo Binafshi Shalodo, Hitzuras Odom Hashonim Midaiti, Val Tzurosu Nema Betevo Nasa Odom Mitzalmeno Kipuseno, Kireima, Shetiyo Leitzuro Hamidas Umaseges Adeis, Sheiu Embrimo, Ve'amalochim, Sheitzuro Bulgedo, Achidamo, ואיני ארצו רזועה מכרס לעיניים שיעקה דאחיתם באסלוטיס ושורי שמעבו שזו תיאר שמו אל דרמבה מבינים לפני רבוכים discusses it very elaborately in detail the distinction between the meaning of תיאר and the meaning of צלם צלם refers to the צורה to the צורה and the צלם is not visible the צלם. Can you see, let's say, even in a watch, in an inanimate thing, can you see the tzura of the watch as distinguished from the gilam of the watch? No! The tzura of the watch is imminent in the gilam of the watch, if it's a working watch. So, Vrateya is something that you can see. So, when he discusses Teya, he says, So the Rambam he mentions the pasuk in connection with Yisik. The Yisik for you, he doesn't say you can tell it. Tzalem is not something that can be seen by the eyes. If you see that with mine. Oh, now it is very remarkable. The Rambam, we see that here, mentions the distinction between tzalem, which is surah. Tzurah, the Tzalem. Tzalem, that's the Tzurah of the Odom, and the term Teya. Teya is something that can be seen by certain marks. The Rechimahu, Yifei Teya, Yifei Ma. But Tzurah is not something that you can see. There are no signs of the Tzurah. Can you notice just by looking at it? You can. You have to feel it. But by looking at the watch, you cannot know whether it has the function potential, whether it has the Tzura of the watch, or it doesn't have the Tzura of the watch. Now here, the Rambam says, V'chitza tu rovisuk, sh'yisrei tzitzorim ver, v'yech lebach masalepir, ad sh'tiposit tzurosei v'teyare. So he mentions Tzure, and he mentions Teya. Now what is Teya? Tzure means the function potential, and Teya means the outward, appearance. The outward appearance. Now, so, apparently now, it was mentioned many times in Shia that there is trefo and there is misogynous. Now, there is one category of trefo which is based upon ignorance. So the question is, how about the student, how about the incest, the babies, the incestes? We know that it's going to die within minutes, within hours, or within days. So that is only the success not to shake the baby. But our baby is with it. So the Gemara Dafan Treses, what's the difference between the trefo and the misikenes? Trefo is a chaseo, and misikenes is not a chaseo. In other words, even the trefo, not to mention, or the trefes, the tres trefes, that one the lot of is not. So these trefes do not depend upon simple orders. The simple orders is a coincidental fact. But even the trefe that is based upon the lethal orders, so it's only if a behemo is a lethal orders because of a certain organic diminution, chaseo. If you want to call it chaseo, but suppose a behemo is lethal orders because of a functional problem, So let's take the behemoth. A behemoth has a problem with its metabolism. No. If there is a problem with metabolism, so it's very critical. So the behemoth, that can happen to the behemoth too. It's not the critical, it's a cannabis. It's not the critical. Because an improper metabolism is a functional defect. It is not a defect that is marked, that manifests itself in a certain diminution. And if the metabolism is due because of a certain deficiency in the diet, because of certain things, of certain deficiencies in the blood, so it's still not considered chaseiro. You see, chaseiro means it is in some of the nature, not in the certain deficiencies in the blood. That's called by Bidin, it's called, you can call it organic diminution. If you want, you can call it. But our Bidin, it's not considered the chisom. Chisom is considered only when a neighbor or a certain giving, that a neighbor, certain giving are lacking. Then it's considered an organic diminution. But if, let's say, there is a certain deficiency in the blood, or let's say there aren't enough white corpuscles, there aren't enough red corpuscles, that is not considered as an organic diminution. But that's considered as a functional defect. So anyway, if a behemoth suffers, has leukemia, I don't know what that leukemia is, prevails among things. It's not right there because it could be a miscarriage. That's a functional defect. It's not an organic diminution. And the Gemara is that from a chesed, treifo is chaseo. Chaseo. Doesn't mean that chaseo, because in the eight categories, so chaseo is one category, mikubo is another category. But here chaseo is used in a very important sense. Mikubo is also marks a certain kind of an organic diminution. Masha'ikin, if the behemoth is affected with a functional defect, or you make a functional diminution, let's say there aren't enough white corpuscles, there aren't enough red corpuscles in the blood system, or a certain defect in the lymph, so then it's considered a functional defect, and then so the behavior could be misogynous. It's not a trait. Now, so apparently the Surah means, what it means, the Chaitzatu Orisu, she distracted to Iber, the Yahweh Machmasan Pile, actually deposit to us. What does Surah mean? The functioning potential. Every Iber has a certain function. Every Iber has a certain function. Now suppose the liver, there is no, the liver was not taken out. It's not in the Kubo. But somehow, the liver stopped functioning. The kidney stopped functioning, just like that. Because of a certain, but there is no naked, no bruises. We do find works of the Holy Spirit. So that means there are bruises. Suppose the kidney stopped functioning, and there are no bruises, no injury, no pain, nothing. Just like that. It was overtaken by a certain sickness, just like that. And the liver stopped, and the kidney stopped functioning. That's painful. But it's not a faithful unless the diminution of functioning is a result of bruises, slops of the food. So then it is a faithful. But suppose the kidney start functioning without any bruises, without any injury, without any COVID, nothing. So then it's not faithful. But if let's say one of the body will stop functioning as a result of a fall, even though that is only a functional defect, then the baby is a problem. I think this is what Rashi thinks. That's the reason why Rashi says the Mishnah. They turn with patients. Because the general principle is that a functional defect, even though it's fatal 100%, so does not make the baby a problem. But there is one exception. If the functional fatal defect is the functional defective and does not, I mean, I don't even know whether it has to be fatal. because the disease of that thinker, as long as the function substantial defect originated in the fall, in the pain, then it's like, Prabhupada Ram says, the Heidi Nipo is in the air. So he says, the Heidi Nipo is. Oh, so now we get the Heidi to Obisu. She is crazy to ever be Yahweh, Machbas and Fiwa, because it's a Jose, it will start functioning. Let's say, as a result of the fall, the screen cannot fulfill its function. Now, so, we need to ask who is Kshayva, but it cannot fulfill the function. But it's still Kshayva. Even though the screen does not fulfill the function, because that's a functional defect. But if, as a result of the fall of the behemoth, the screen does not fulfill its function, then it's a prayer. The hay, other people, the nikab, the nisab, the nishba, have it's a prayer. The hay, the ego is in heaven, it doesn't have to be that before. Any bed. The chotzat, even the other hell, it undermines what they do. The easy, so, באיזה עיר, באיזה עיוורים אמרו, בעיוורים שבכל הגוף. In other words, בשיטת הרמב"ם, זה לא יפס, that even if it is the kind of a minka, where the yekef is not matri, where the shvur is not matri, but if that עיוור was nischasik, as a result of the fall, then there is a thing. Now the Rambam is chilek on the Rambam. The right way, most of the same idea, the man. Omar Abraham, even I need to call it, that she needs to have people in favor. I feel it's as if even the woman, she needs to change. So the right way is right. The point of the Rambam, any leader that was misfasted, even if it is the kind of a leader that neither in Shkuro, neither in Nekev, neither in Ituro, is much of the leader. But if it was misfasted, as a result of the fall of the bed, so there it is like the Rambam says, only if it is that kind of a neighbor, that if it's nishtabel, so it is like, even though it is the kind of a neighbor, that when it's gone out, it's not a neighbor, but it's long, as it is a kind of a neighbor, that if it's nishtabel, it is neighbor, so then the fuller becomes neighbor. But if the nishtabel occurred in a neighbor that neither naked nor nitulo, nor nitulo, nor nishtabir is matri, then it's not. But most of the shame agree with that. Any internal organ that was misfasted, even though it's an internal organ that is not vital for the life of the baby. And even though the same organ had been cut out completely, had been perforated completely, it wouldn't be painful. Had been fractured completely, it wouldn't be painful. Still, if it was misrasic, if the true is misrasic, now, suppose the true is nishtabel. It's not a painful. But if the true is misrasic as a result of the Nifulo, so it is by the calling. I did not see who is that kind of area where if it is Nishasim, I'm sorry, if it's Nishtabi and it's not a great fall. So maybe if it's a result of the fall, it is Nishasim the true, it's not a great fall. But if it's a result of the fall, so the ribs were Nishasim. The ribs were misrasic, even though it cannot be considered as a rainfall on the basis of nishtabel, because nishtabel rains for itself. But since it is misrasic as a result of a fall in the midst of the plains in the neighbor, where shvur is matri, so mainly the trade of the full advice. So if they come to the right, there is a special aloha of the full of Risuki Bomb. But according to the Rambam, the aloha of Risuki Bomb applies to any internal order. not of course to the external audience, because it's a visible behavior. So it was as a result of the photo, so even if the visu can involve a complete total fracture of the forelegs, it's not. But any organ in the involving veins, involving mongo, involving shibhalak. So that's the special aloha of the fuller. That if it's a result of the fuller, which means a bang of the throat, so there is an issue. In one of the involving the halabu, even if it is the kind of an eva, where shmuro is not matrif, and ikuro is not matrif, and tura is not matrif, nothing is matrif, still it is a failure. Mashin can afford the raiva only if the risuk occurred in an eva, she nishbat the eva. So it's a special aloch. It's a special aloch. Alright. Beis involving amru, the involving shebechol agu. So I think this could be the pshat in Rashi. This could be the pshat in Rashi. Rashi says we can't be traitors. Halacha mishum sinai, because the trait of nifulo is unique in the sense that even if the defect occurred, even if the defect is a functional defect, but if it occurred as a result of the full of the vein of the chmoter, so it's like right now. Or you go the chim for kai to say to the case of the rabbi, or you go the heaven, the chodu for the chenadim, the eve, the nech nebaz, the nefoshe, the mshua asu the Israel, the yosu chau, the sikin bori, the teres al vike. So we said, there are two elements. One is the sikin bori. What is the sikin bori? The sikin bori means that one of the involved in the Chalal Abu was undermined. What does it mean undermined? So the Rambam explains it undermined. In other words, if such a loss, it cannot fulfill the function properly. But if there is a fall, so then there is a possibility that one of the other things has happened as a result of the fall. Maybe the wall became perforated. Maybe the tzroyes, Rebat tzroyes became fractured. Maybe the vertebrae, the chulia, was dislocated. So, for that, dikei is effective. But for misukin bori, the dikei is not effective within 24 hours. Because suppose we are bathing, so we can see that there is no one of the other traitors. There is none of the other traitors of Kubasabayo, of Mishkab Rabsloy, this and that. That we can determine. But we cannot determine immediately, before 24 hours expire, as to whether there is a risk of one of the involved in the Halagu or not. Now, as to whether there is a risk of the involved in the Halagu or not. Now, the answer is, the Hashulchan. Okay, I'll take you. Alright. Omnom, in paragraph B. Omnom, yeish mir abesinu shenos nutan nochei, dihine bimfuhr in shliach shoshis, wo achas kredisu gibori, beram sefer, vizeh badai mumika bedikit. The question arises, why isn't the Dike effective? That's the question. So the Ram gives one teretz and the Rashbam gives another teretz. So the teretz that the Ram gives, I mean, in the Rosh Hashulchan formulates it just in a few lines. He will be full of the Shnei Shoshes, or Achas to be Sukkot, Vizeh Badai Mika B'Dike. The easiest shash, shem mislash, either, or nifsa, or nifsa, or nifsa, or nifsa, or in other words, one of the other traitors might have asked. We don't know the actual ticket. מזה שאומרו חכונים דיביון בבישוע עשום ישראלס יוצאו מחשש מסיכובור דיומור כמו איזו יחילו לעמר ומישס ישראלס ומדיון בבישוע עשום שמענו לשאום ישראלס כנגרף וסבד את הוריץ ועדתי כאו מחשש השני וכשאום בבישוע עשום ישראלס מי מדיזה יחילו לבדי וכשיום בבישוע עשום ישראלס נהיה מדיזה יחילו לבדי מי הוא הוריסו, אלה ידוע לו, ובהור חוי ליצור את דכם, גם מחשש השני, דרמור עם מספר אותו איזה איבר, לא איזה יחיל אסיופי, ואותם זה הפיק העילה מטעם ריסקיבור. אורי, בואו סקר. דה, ויש שפיו שמטעם אחר, דזרז'וס, תרס, שכל שנות פה ברישו עשור, ולויום דו, חי שישים שנמסרס פי לברר, ולויום מסחס חזק